This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine told impeachment investigators targeting U.S. President Donald Trump it was his clear understanding that Kyiv would not get military assistance Trump was withholding earlier this year unless it launched investigations that would help Trump politically. Bill Taylor, the top American envoy in Ukraine, said in a transcript released Wednesday that Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, had repeatedly told him that Trump did not view the reciprocal deal as a quid pro quo. Next week, and the probe public testimony begins, AP's Sagar Magani has more.
After weeks of closed depositions, public hearings will start next week, with House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff saying the American people will get to gauge for themselves the credibility of the witnesses and testimony.
But also to learn firsthand about the facts of the president's misconduct.
Schiff says the most important facts are largely not contested. GOP Congressman Jim Jordan agrees, kind of.
The facts have never changed. They will never change.
Insisting there was no quid pro quo with Ukraine over military aid. Three State Department officials who testified in private will appear publicly next week. William Taylor and Marie Ivanovich, who both served as the top American diplomat in Ukraine, and career department official George Kent. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has arrived in Germany for a visit marking three decades since the fall of the Berlin Wall. He's expected to underscore what U.S. officials say is the need for continuing a strengthened transatlantic partnership. President Trump has approved an expanded U.S. military mission to secure oil fields in eastern Syria. Under the new plan, troops will protect a large swath of land controlled by Syrian Kurdish fighters. It stretches nearly 150 kilometers. From Washington, this is VOA News. An attacker has stabbed four